My goodness.
Goodness.
This is me on guitar, by the way.
Welcome in, News Radio 840 WHAS. Tony and Dwight with Dave Jennings, brought to you by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
I miss Olivia Newton-John.
She's had a lot of trouble. She's had some health issues, and she's still alive. But the really cool story about her, we're going to get to Janie here in a second. She sold her leather jacket from Greece.
I remember that, yeah.
And then someone, whoever bought it, because it was all going to go to charity or something, whoever bought it returned it to her.
Gave it back to her. How awesome is that? Let's bring in Janie Van Halen and Louis Martinez for a Fitness Friday. Hey, guys, how you doing?
What up?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay, listen, Janie, if I sound extra sexy this morning, it's because I've got these new hair follicles right up here on the top of my head. Stop, man. It's not gross. It's sexy. Hey, it's like a little sexy putting green on top of my head.
No, it's not.
My wife likes to rub her feet on it.
More like Elephant Man.
Stop, man. But listen, we wanted to bring you guys back in on a what's that?
Giving you that little extra confidence, huh?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh,
you wouldn't believe how sexy I look. I'm going to send you all a picture. I'm going to send you a picture after. Okay, let's get to it. It's a Fitness Friday. Louie, you and I, we know the benefits of this. We were talking about it earlier this week, and it's something that people, they fail to do, but it's pretty darn important. Let's talk about stretching for a second.
Yeah, stretching I learned right from the beginning of my dance career that was the most important thing to do before you do any exercising, actually. Like my teacher, it's something that always stuck with me. She said, think of your body as like a piece of cheese. So, you know, when you get that block of cheese, it's solid and it's hard, and if you break it on something, it'll snap in half. But if you stick it in the oven or you start warming it up, it starts getting gooey and stretchy, and, you know, it's more flexible. So that's kind of something that always stuck with me. And, you know, it really is, when you stretch, it's preventing injuries and stuff from happening. So
you want to warm up. Yeah, warm up is so important to get the blood flowing, get the muscles warm, especially the tendons, the small tendons. And then, but be careful stretching.
Can I just say, though, that the cheese analogy would have been the absolute worst thing a trainer could say to me?
Yeah,
because I'd be thinking about cheese.
I like the cheese. I like the cheese. Don't eat the cheese.
But, hey, but no kidding. So a few years back, my back was hurting real bad, and the doctor said, well, number one is from you carrying Tony and Dave on the show.
Damn it. I was going to wait. Oh.
But then, no, listen, how weird is this? So I have this back pain, guys, and the doctor says you need to start stretching your legs after your exercise, after running or walking, whatever.
Yeah, plus it was your fat belly pulling your back towards the floor.
Stop embarrassing me in front of Janie and Louie, man. You don't call me a fat.
No, but we're open. There we go. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
It's not as fat as it used to be.
Right. Can I finish this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, guys, it's because my back was tight because my leg muscles were tight and they were pulling my back down. So it's weird how all that stuff is connected and how stretching your legs could affect your back. But stretching, how often do you stretch?
But not just before. Actually, stretching after the exercise is probably more important.
That's what I was getting at. Louie, do you stretch before and after, or do you both? What?
I usually stretch before 100% because that's, you know, I don't want to ever start moving or doing anything cold. Afterwards, not usually, just because we dance after we warm up and stuff. So I usually like cool down after that since we're like not running the stuff as much or as fast paced. But I would say the warm up beforehand is the most important.
Yeah, well, dancing.
Because you don't want to be cold going into anything.
Dancing, that's one thing. What about after a wrestling match, after you're up in the ring? I mean,
after wrestling matches, I sit there and stretch. The next day, not really, because I'm just kind of letting my body heal. But, yeah, and I mean, sometimes usually, like, if I have a pain somewhere, like, say if I have a pain in my shoulder, but I actually just start stretching and I'll feel like a pop in my back, lower back, but and then all of a sudden that shoulder pain goes away. So yeah, there's a lot of benefits to just stretching, and you'll figure out that a lot of pains that you might have in different body parts will probably go away.
I've got a pain in my butt, but he's sitting to the left of me, and I don't think any stretching is going to take care of that. Let's move over to Janie Van Halen. Let's talk about, listen, Janie, so last week we had a guy by the name of Lance Perkins on, and we were talking about fitness. And we've had Carl Lenore from Superhuman Radio on. And one common thread between both of these guests have always been, if you want a fitness plan that's going to work for you, it's consistency. But if you don't like to work out, you're not going to be consistent. So what are some of the good alternatives we have for working out, Janie?
I mean, really, anything that you find fun that raises your heart level, anything from walking your neighborhood, you know, at a decent pace, which is what I like to do, but I live in the hills, so I get a really great cardiovascular workout by doing that. I kind of consider it multitasking, though, because I'm walking, I'm kind of meditating, I'm enjoying the scenery, I'm enjoying the fresh air. You know, it's kind of an all-around benefit. If you like dancing, if you like pole dancing, I don't know, you know.
There we go. my wife loves it when I pole dance.
You know, just kind of whatever you're into. I mean, and going back to multitasking, you know, even if you're at an office job, mm-hmm. if you're on the phone, like I'm standing here doing squats right now while I'm on the phone with you.
How rude. Wow.
Well, yeah.
I'm doing calf raises. I mean, it's all stuff that I can just do right here at my desk. And I'm doing other things at the same time, so I'm not so focused on the workout aspect of it.
It is, yeah, because there's a, look, you do what you think is fun, and it's exactly like a workout. We do this with kids also. It's like if you make the kids, we used to do this on the wrestling team, it was like if you made them do the sprints, but then you changed it up and said, we're going to play sharks and minnows to where you've got to go around
totally
and tag
different.
People. And then they're running as much as they are in sprints, but they're having a ball and screaming and yelling and getting as much exercise as the sprints, but they hate the sprints.
Right.
They're just like, how many more? And then they hate it and they don't want to do it. But you may get into a game, just like Janie said, it changes it up. That's the same thing for adults. If you turn it into sort of a game, you want to play a set up a volleyball net in your backyard if you have a backyard. Play a game of volleyball. Play, you know, do something that you used to do that obviously it depends on the age, your age, but play a game that you enjoy to play, and that's your exercise. It's not just going into the lap machine and doing your workout.
Sharks and minnows, that's a great analogy because I've been in situations like that where you don't realize you're exercising.
Yes.
If you're happy, mentally you're connected to something else. But you mentioned our age, Tony. Let's talk about Janie. I think you're close to our age. I don't know. But when you get to be our age, you get inflammation with exercise.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to guard against that. And we were talking on the phone, and I said something about my knees getting inflammation in them. And you suggested something, and it worked for me. Tell them what you were talking about, what you told me.
Curcumin supplementation. Curcumin comes from the turmeric root, and the best way to get your body to absorb it is to find a curcumin supplement that actually has elements of black pepper in it. Something about the black pepper helps your body better absorb the benefits of the curcumin. You know, it's an antioxidant with anti-inflammatory properties. And it's great for arthritis. You know, researching a little bit further, I saw that it's also good for depression, dementia, allergies, prediabetes. And I know in a lot of European cancer treatments, they use curcumin as well. I don't know how prevalent it is here in the U.S. for cancer treatment, but I know in Europe they use it.
Yeah, it's, boy... We're more active than ever. The older folks are getting more active than ever. Because, it's so simple, but it's true. Body in motion stays in motion. I mean, you just, if you sit on the couch, and that's where injuries, you got to take care of injuries. So if you get, that's where people start to go wrong. They get a knee injury when you're older, and then what happens? You're on the couch. You're not active. You start to eat. You're getting heavier. Then the heavier sits in. You never fix the knee. And then and what happens? You I finally got to exercise. So then the other knee gets injured because you're hobbling off the left one. Get those physical therapy. Get physical therapy. Fix what you got to fix. And if you do get injured, and don't push it. I'm not a a CrossFit guy. I'm not a Power X whatever guy. Work out wherever makes you comfortable. And I'm not a power lift. Like, I'm not throwing my back out and out of commission for 6 months.
Well,
that would suck.
Well, Janie was talking about how she goes for a walk. She does. She says she lives in the canyons. But in my journey, when I lost that 70 pounds, Porter Cottrell said, I said, how much running am I going to do? You're not going to do any running. You're going to walk. You're going to walk on an incline.
Yeah.
And I was so grateful for that, guys, because at my age, I can't imagine running again. All right, Janie and Louie, before we let you go, when's the next wrestling match? Is the belt on the line? What's going on?
Yeah, the belt is on the line, actually. We have a 2-on-1 handicap match Saturday, May 8th at 2 p.m. over in Barstow at Destination 6.
Awesome.
And can people watch this on YouTube or what?
Yeah, you can go on Destination 6, their YouTube channel, and they post the matches usually a couple weeks after.
Okay.
But also once we get them, we post them on our own YouTube channel as well. And our YouTube channel is Janie and Louie, the way it's spelled on all our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Right. There's one thing I need to add about our fitness and supplementation discussion for anybody who's listening. You know, before you run out and, you know, decide to get into a new workout program or supplementation program, you absolutely need to check with your doctor because, especially with supplementation, if you're on other medications,
there is
a chance that, you know, it may not be safe for you or it may have issues with the other meds that you're taking. So I always preface it everything by saying, make sure you check with your doctor first.
Absolutely. You never know how it's going to interact with anything else you might be taking. Janie Van Halen, Louie Martinez, thank you so much for checking in on a Fitness Friday.
Thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. See ya. All right.
Hey, Tony, a lot of people are going to have a great weekend because they're going to parties featuring lots of pasta.
Lots of pasta. Louisville.com is the website. We talk about the grocery store. You want to go shopping and put it all together yourself? That's fine. You can do that. But what people don't realize is behind that grocery store and deli and cafe is a gigantic kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And they have so many people back there, so many talented people back there making all this wonderful food for you so you don't have to. So you can get catered. You can just go in there and shop. I mean, it's going to be busy in there. So I would check the hours and rock on in there because, Dave, it'll be overflow because everybody loves Lots of Pasta for the Derby.
Well, here's what you do. You go online. You can check out the family-sized entrees at lotsofpastalouisville.com. Pick out what you want. Order in advance, especially this weekend. Pay for it online, and that way they can bring the order out to your car, or it'll be ready. They'll email you and say everything is good to go so you don't have to wait in line at the deli counter. And by the way, if you're going to the deli counter today, get a hot panini and a homemade bowl of soup. There's always three different kinds of in-house homemade soup, always something for the vegetarians and the meatitarians.
Yeah, the cheeses and the dips and the chips, all that for your party, you're going to be a hero if you do Lots of Pasta. Okay, back after this. Keep it where you got it. Janie Van Halen, thank you so much for joining us on News Radio 840 WHAS.
WHAS.
Hi, this is Bree Darling from Fanny, and you're listening to Tony and Dwight.
It is Oaks Day. A lot of people are working today and are getting involved tomorrow, of course, for Derby Day. And it's going to be an absolute perfect day. I think somebody said it's been 13 or 14 years since Oaks and Derby had a beautiful day together.
Wow.
It falls on a Saturday this year, which is odd.
I know. It's true.
I wish we might have to pull it. I know it's Oaks Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is Oak Tree, but we might have to pull up some Morris Day in the Time.
Well, that's
later.
A stretch.
Oak tree, put you to the test.
It's a little bit of a stretch.
Oak tree, when it comes to dancing, I'm the best.
Okay, here are some secrets people are keeping from their spouses.
Okay.
You like this list?
Let me see my wife's not traveling yet, so we're cool. Go ahead.
Number one, this is from Reddit, I believe, in some of the responses, okay?
On this show, we say number one.
Number one.
Yes.
And then every once in a while, you go tequila.
Right.
I made out with my husband's older brother and sister while he was in the other room. I will never tell him.
Oh, my gosh.
The only reason I'm still with my husband is because there's no way I can afford to live on my own. I feel trapped. He's an amazing man, a great provider, and a good friend, but I'm not in love with him anymore.
Look here.
Dancing. What great audio.
Oak tree.
Right. Here's another one. Secret I've kept from my spouse. I've never told my husband that I absolutely hate the three kids he had with his previous marriage. I've despised them since the moment I met them. I can't stand them. They literally disgust me. There's nothing like him. They're nothing like him. Here's another. When I get out of the shower, I always dry off with a towel. However, for some reason...
What?
For some reason... I didn't read this one before.
It's a pretty good one. I saw this.
For some reason, my butt crack is never dry enough. So every time I walk to the bedroom, I get dressed... I secretly use my husband's side of the blanket to dry my butt crack. Damn it.
Okay.
I'm a woman, and here's all dumb guys here. I'm a woman, and my husband thinks my number of sexual partners is lower than it actually is. My number's in the 80s.
Whoa.
But I told him it was closer to 18.
Okay, here's how you do the numbers. Anytime a guy gives you his sexual number,
yeah,
you divide it by two. It's half.
I heard divide by three.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
And then multiply the girls by three.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to multiply the girls. Except for my wife. My wife said that she had never made sweet, sweet love with anyone until we got married.
Right.
That's awesome.
What? Yeah. I mean,
funny
yes.
About that, man.
Nothing. Nothing. No. No.
Nope. And then she said, she kissed me on my forehead, and she said, here, baby, 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 I want to make a sweet, sweet.
I also found a list here, guys.
Okay.
Wait a minute. And then I start going, how is she so good at that if this is her first time?
Some people are just kind of natural. That's
YouTube
all.
Videos. YouTube videos.
Oh, YouTube videos. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So this is from BuzzFeed. These are the petty reasons that people refuse to date somebody.
Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah.
Remember in the beginning of So I Married an Axe Murderer, he's always... getting rid of women, he said, well, she smelled like soup. Campbell's vegetable soup.
Yeah.
According to BuzzFeed, here's one. My mom stopped dating a guy because he unfastened and refastened the Velcro on his shoes throughout the entire movie.
No, get rid of
it. Done. First of all, why do you have Velcro shoes?
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker. Unless you're 80, that's a problem. Son, why do you have Velcro shoes?
By the way, are we going to reveal the dumbest reason we dump somebody?
Yeah, as I'm doing these, you guys can think of those.
Okay.
Here's another one. I ended things when I found out that he thought lemons were unripened oranges. That's a deal breaker, really?
They're not?
Well, no. It is the last straw, okay?
Yeah.
He's not good in bed, run down the list. And then
go.
He does that, then you're like, okay,
oh,
that's
this
it.
Just
I'm
reminded
out.
Me
I'm
of
out.
A story that...
All right, never mind. Stop.
Okay.
No, I'm telling it.
Nope. Okay.
Okay.
Tony and I worked with a girl, and she came in and she said, listen, I love this guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's
this is
fantastic.
The fingernail story. Yeah.
Fingers and toenails. She said, I love this guy. Love this guy. He's hot. He's good looking. He's got a great job. Da-da-da went on and on. We're like, yeah, but? Where's the but? And here came the but.
Yeah.
He had a hobby that he loved to suck on his toenails. After they were clipped.
The hobby?
Yeah.
Well, he kept him in a baggie.
He kept him in a baggie.
In his dress jacket pocket.
Oh.
And he would reach in with his two fingers, pull one out, and start to either suck on it or chew on it.
Then he had a night table specially made next to his bed with a secret compartment where he could put his toenails in.
Well, geez, Dwight, if you guys dated, you could have a turvis full of pee and a bag full of toenails.
Right.
I told her, I said, look. You got to dump this guy before he wind up getting the athlete's foot of the mouth.
Right.
That's gross.
Here's another one. According to BuzzFeed, I couldn't date her because she ate her peas one at a time.
Now, that's just wrong, man.
That's just dumb.
That's dumb.
Must not be hot.
Right.
Yeah, but it might be underlying psycho issues later, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to take the clues here. Why the hell would you eat one pea at a time?
Well, this is where this
meticulous.
Is where this is where it could turn bad. If she had the eating habits of my wife.
There we go.
Oh, stop! Don't do that! Come on!
Do you know how long it would take and how excruciating that would be with the whole thing of peas where each one was this?
Stop! Come on, please.
Tony hates that.
Come on,
I hate
buddy.
It too.
Come on.
According to BuzzFeed, I couldn't date her because she kept using the word redonkulous in normal conversation.
Okay. I'm with you on that
All
one.
All right, I want to date her.
No, I'm with you.
I want her to say, that's redonkulous, and then I'll reach over and high-five her.
No.
Bang! You're damn right it's redonkulous.
Oh, I couldn't date him because his name was Mario and he was a plumber. I just couldn't.
That's fantastic.
He asked me a question every time I took a bite of food, then started at me while I finished chewing. Supernatural sense of poor timing.
Okay. He would ask a question right when she would start eating.
It's like when you're brushing your teeth and your wife asks you a question, or the dentist does. They're like, wait, give me a couple seconds on this one. Let's see. She asked me if I was a break dancer while we were flirting, like it was something she was hoping for.
What year is that?
I don't know.
Hey, are you into fencing? What?
What?
Oh, here we go. This guy would text Dame instead of Damn. It wasn't a typo either.
That would be me.
God.
And finally, Dwight, you'll like this one. Couldn't date her because all the words in every text she sent were capitalized.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I remember I was dating a girl. We were texting. I thought I was calling her sweetheart, but I was calling her sweatheart the whole time. You're my little sweatheart.
He's a big dumb animal, folks, but we love him.
Okay, so here's the deal. We talked about how affordable it is to go to Churchill Downs, especially on Derby Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we talked about how affordable it is to go to Disney World. Both places practically pay for themselves. Why wouldn't you go?
Right.
Here are a list of some of the most luxurious and expensive hotel suites so far out of 2020.
Ooh, okay, yeah. These can get crazy.
I can't comprehend.
Yeah.
Anyone being able to afford this, but here we go.
Right.
Hilltop Villa. It's in Fiji. The guests get 131,319,000 square
foot. Hold on, hang on. You just mumbled up a bunch of numbers. How big?
131,319,000 square feet. So
130,000 square feet.
131,000.
All right, just say 130,000 square feet.
No, 131,000.
131 and 13.4 feet.
Listen, do you want...
That's humongous. That's like two Walmarts.
Right.
Of the fantasy palaces they call home.
Oh.
Is this Robin Leach?
I'm Robin Leach.
I'm Robin Leach.
And the rich and famous.
Many people would not dream of eating a duck's face, but here a duck's face is a high commodity.
Meet the driving force behind opera's renaissance, Luciano Pavarotti. Even
is he still alive?
Which one?
Pavarotti, I think so.
Pavarotti or...
Pavarotti. You kidding? His ticker went out in the 80s. Three tenors. Okay, let's get back to it. So, in Fiji, the Hilltop Villa, guests get a 131,000 square foot private space.
Wow.
You get two guest house. You get a two-tier private pool. $52,000 a night.
Easily.
$52,000 a night?
That's not bad.
How many people could stay there?
1,000?
It's 130,000 square feet.
They're $5 a person.
The biggest house I've been in is 12,000 square feet, and I'm like, this is a hotel.
It's not like...
This isn't a house. Why do you live here?
Another family could live there, and you wouldn't know it.
Exactly right. Why?
To a 40-foot ceiling.
$52,000 a night, though.
What?
Los Cabos, where Susan and I like to go. It's a four-bedroom villa. It's in Los Cabos, Mexico. The suite contains four bedrooms, an entertainer's den, a 65-inch TV. Ooh, 65-inch
Ooh.
TV.
Ooh.
Take a picture with it. A rooftop swimming pool,
yeah.
A plush outdoor lounge, and a grill and al fresco dining.
I'm not grilling a damn thing.
You have to be naked?
I know. I swim al fresco.
Al fresco.
$12,000 a night.
That's not bad.
We mean not bad.
That's not bad.
Well, Mr. Rockefeller, looks like I need to go.
We just told you a little tiny room at Disney was $500-$600, and most of them average $1,000 a night. This is $12,000, and you get all that.
You could probably buy a house in Cabo for $12,000.
Oh, excuse me.
No kidding.
Oh, excuse me. You're right. For $12,000, you get a 65-inch flat-screen TV to watch and a grill outside.
And you have to be naked.
Dare to dream. Let's do another one. This is in Cape Town, South Africa. It's smaller. It's 13,000.
Nice safe city. Yeah, go
right.
Ahead.
I know. Let's go in the ocean. There's great white sharks on top of it.
And we have bulletproof glass in our slider.
13,000 square feet is the suite.
Wow.
It's made up of three levels. It does have its own swimming pool. It's got four bedrooms, six bathrooms, and phenomenal views. $9,500 a night.
I still don't think that's bad.
Are you shut up?
These rich people don't care how much it is, and okay. $9,000's not that much.
Then let's stay here. Let's stay here in the good old United States of America, and let's go to Tony Montana's stomping ground, Miami Beach.
I thought it was going to be Gary,
it's
Indiana.
Miami.
Gary, Indiana. It's a penthouse in Miami Beach, all right? It includes five bedrooms. You get a butler and butler service with it. You get multiple balconies.
Nice.
And views of the Atlantic Ocean, the stupidest ocean in the world.
It's not stupid.
Yes, it is. It's a stupid ocean.
Why is it stupid, Dwight?
Because it's not the Pacific. That's the ocean.
But can you be specific?
How much do you think it costs for this?
In Miami Beach, man, let's see.
Okay, let me run down the amenities again. That's what we in the real estate industry like to call things the house.
But don't
has.
Call it a master bedroom. You can't say that anymore.
No, that's right. This penthouse has five bedrooms, a butler service, multiple balconies, and the views of the third Atlantic Ocean.
No!
Is the butler Agador Spartacus?
No. It does not say.
No. Has he apologized for that, by the way?
No.
Hank Azaria.
No, he has not.
Okay.
He has not. How much is it? How much is it?
$7,000.
I'm going to say $20,000 a night.
$50,000 a night.
Ooh.
Who can afford this crap?
Is Mr. Belvedere the butler?
I don't know.
We went to, when we were down there in front of the Orange Bowl, we went to a bar, and there was nothing. It's Miami. There's nothing but Lamborghinis parked out front. There's like 10 of them. And these people are getting out of these things. They're like, people like that actually exist.
And all the cops are Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
And you had to the bar that we went into, it was a service, a bottle service kind of situation. You didn't buy a drink. You had to buy a bottle of vodka to get a chair.
Oh, my gosh.
To be able to sit down. You couldn't sit down in the bar unless you bought a bottle.
How expensive was it?
The bottles were $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was $1,000, so we're all throwing in money. And I'm like, why are we doing this? I don't even want to be here.
Go to the liquor store, get a bottle of the room.
We all threw in, and we got one bottle that gave us two chairs. Okay, and there were six of us. So I was like, this is too. So I said, all right, at least I'm going to go dance because I'm Cuban. I'm going to get down there and get it all sweaty. I rolled down to the dance floor, and I ran into a guy, gigantic chest. I went, boom. I was like, what's this? And he goes, you got to have a bottle service wristband to get on the dance floor. And I was like, I can't even dance? And I was like, okay, I'm done.
Was so this the night you had to babysit a certain person's wife?
Yes. And that, yes, it did not.
So you all paid $160 a piece.
Yes, for two seats.
Idiot.
Out of six. And then, so I said, when I couldn't dance, because they were like, no, you got to have bottle service to get on the dance floor. And I was like, I turned around to the person that took us, and I said, we're going. We're leaving. So we went to that Clevelanders.
Yeah.
The whatever. Everyone goes to Clevelanders on Miami Beach. It was $3 a beer. I was like, hello? And a gigantic outdoor dance floor with palm trees on all the sides. And
that's
I was
how
like,
you do it.
Hello, $3.
That's how you do
that's
it.
That's how
baby.
You do Miami.
That's how you do it.
Miami.
Or as our friends down south might call it, Miami.
KYSBestHemp.com, Kentucky's Best Hemp. Based in Cynthiana, Kentucky, naturally grown in Kentucky. You knew we'd grow the best hemp in the world right here in Kentucky, so the best CBD oil comes from that. Right now until tomorrow, so you only got till today for 40% off your entire order. I tweeted out a picture of me putting some of my CBD oil from Kentucky's best hemp in my tea at night. Right on top of the lemon.
Put it on Dwight's head.
Thank you. Well, yeah, maybe that
would
work.
It's not a head. It's a sexy putting green of a head. What?
KYSBestHemp.com. Get 40% off until tomorrow morning. So get in there and get Kentucky's best hemp. They are the best in the products. They got everything.
Can you do one thing for me?
Yes.
Just open your mind for 1 second.
Okay.
Let me rub my putting
green.
All
right, that's it.
Let me rub it on your cheek.
Get out of here. No.
Tune in for your chance to win a handful of my putting green head. On the way, News Radio 840 WHAS. I'm going to Miami.
Monday morning feels so bad.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. All right, I bet two races already on my Twin Spires thingy.
How you doing?
I lost both. There were two long shots in the second race, so I wanted to bet one of the long shots. The other long shot came in. So 32-1 in the second race came in and won the damn thing. So whoever bet $2 got $64. And the first race, I bet. How do I not bet a horse named Favorite Sin?
No doubt.
Come on, right?
No kidding.
So didn't come in.
Hey, join us Monday as our guest will be Tiffany. I think I'm alone now.
I'd like to be alone with Tiffany.
Just to do our research, because we're journalists, we all three looked up her naked picture.
Yes, because you have to do your homework. Yeah. All right, so tomorrow all day at the track, Dave will be in the studio. I will be out at the track. You will be in Indianapolis getting some sort of backup surgery deal
done. You sure we'll rub this?
All right, News Radio 840 WHAS. Have a great weekend.
Good night, Mary.
Today's news. America is not a racist country.
I don't think America is a racist country.
Full reopening in New York City.
Get the very latest.
Rudy Giuliani.
Check in often.
This can happen to any American.
With News Radio 840 WHAS.